Assistant Superintendent Kate LaPlante told the board the best idea is to continue the phase-in plan that was approved in October. Most elementary schools are already on this plan to gradually increase the number of kids coming to classes.
I will reiterate that we do strongly recommend staying the course with our current academic support phase-in plan. That plan allows schools to continue the proctored remote learning support at each building's capacity. It follows the CDC guidelines the best, particularly that it stays with remote learning for the majority of the students and only has a small portion of our highest need students served in building.
The phase-in was briefly interrupted by the governor's emergency order 3 weeks ago, but students came back into classrooms November 30th. Earlier that month, the board asked the administration to develop a more aggressive approach that has more children in the classrooms to get the advantages of in-person learning and take the load off parents. They asked for a plan where schools could operate while the community is in the COVID red zone with a lot of community transmission of the disease. Here's board member April Smith.
Just getting as many kids who want to be in school as possible.
The administration presented a more aggressive approach for elementary and secondary schools that groups students into smaller cohorts, 8 children for elementary schools, 19 in middle schools, and 30 for high schools. The plans require students to wear face masks, wash hands, and stay apart while they do some online schoolwork in the classroom, proctored by teachers and staff.
I don't believe that this plan is what's good for our students. And with that being said, I have a plan that I believe should at least be heard.
Board member Matthew Sampson was among some who want the administration to return all students to schools, even if that violates state and federal guidelines. So the board temporarily put aside the red zone plan discussion.
I'd like to move for immediate resumption of in-person schooling beginning January 6, 2021 for any and all K through 6th grade students who choose to participate in a traditional brick-and-mortar setting.
Sampson says he at least wants the board to discuss in public the idea of a full reentry. He says some parents have been asking for it since March, the last time most students were in their buildings. April Smith agreed.
The proposals that are before us don't really feel like any choice. And what Mr. Sampson is proposing is radically different, and I'd like to be talked into or out of that proposal by the professionals who will have to implement that plan.
Sampson didn't have the mechanics for complete reentry worked out, so Smith asked the administration to work on it. The board will meet next Tuesday evening for a work session on the full reentry plan. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.